state's high school graduation rate is the highest it's been in 7 years. But one northern Colorado school district is aiming even higher. As KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, Greeley Evans School District 6 has started a new program that targets students in danger of never getting a diploma.
Let me log in.
Angel Martinez is bringing up math lessons on his laptop.
There are quantitative problem solving in geometry. There's algebra problems. So whenever you feel like you want to try a test to see how you're doing, you take a practice test.
Martinez is 17 years old and was a senior at Jefferson High School in Greeley. But he doesn't have enough credits to graduate this May. In fact, with the way things are going, he wouldn't get his diploma until 2020.
I was falling really behind on my schoolwork. And what I needed was more teachers' attention on me, because sometimes I would have trouble in assignments and all that.
So to stay on track, he's enrolled in the Career and College Prep Program. CCP helps students study for the GED, or High School Equivalency Test. Mark Cousins is a former high school principal who came out of retirement to be the program's director.
They're young adults. They're trying to figure out life. They're not sure where they're at yet. And they really have a tough time with adversity in their lives outside of the school.
Many of the students have jobs or kids, so the program is flexible. They can either attend a morning or afternoon session 4 days a week. During class, students work at their own pace, completing online assignments. And when they are ready, they'll take the 4-part GED test. After each section is passed, they get their high school equivalency diploma.
So as opposed to just letting them drop out and, you know, fend for themselves, we developed a program that we could actually service them, provide them with an education to where they could gain their GED.
The 4-year graduation rate in Greeley Evans School District 6 is almost 79%, and that mirrors the state average. But district officials want it to be 90% 3 years from now.
So we're really looking at trying to personalize the learning path for every individual student and better recognizing that success looks different for every student, and it should be.
Rhonda Hannaford is an assistant superintendent for District 6, and she helped launch CCP. When a dropout enters the program, they technically are re-enrolled in high school, which means the district receives state funding for the student again, which pays for CCP. Another key part of the program is that students can take classes at Ames Community College while they are working on their GED. This, too, is paid for by the district.
That's changing lives. That is educating students in a way that allows them to sustain not only themselves, but their families that they might already have, or the ones, you know, that they'll have in the future.
The Career and College Prep program started last August with 119 students. Director Mark Cousins says his goal is to have half of the students in the program graduate.
We've already had 7 kids complete. That's 7 kids that would have never completed that would have been dropouts. So there's part of me that says, okay, 7% is not a great graduation rate. But when you're talking about kids that as a last resort, 7 kids is significant.
And he says 12 students are currently taking college classes, including Angel Martinez.
The very first step in the trial process, of course.
Martinez is busy scribbling in a notebook while Professor Benny Landfair teaches a class on Colorado's court systems.
And we'll come back to the jury selection.
This is the third course Martinez has taken through Ames, and he's close to getting a criminal justice certificate.
Give me one more, and after that last one, I'm done. So I'll be done by like June or July.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I'm excited to start working in a jail now.
And once he turns 21, he says he plans to enroll in the police academy at Ames.
So it sounds like you've got a good plan in place.
Yeah, I got a pretty good plan in place already. Already making plans and see how what the future awaits for me.
But Martinez still needs to pass his GED tests in math, English, science, and social studies. First up is the math test, which he'll take later this month. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.